This is diaphragmatic breathing explained. There are essentially three main parts to diaphragmatic breathing. The single most important thing to do is to breathe slowly. And when I mention breathing slowly, what I'm talking about is it should take 7 seconds to take one breath in and 11 seconds to blow that out. So that's 7 seconds to take one slow, continuous breath in and 11 seconds to slowly, continuously blow that breath out. Breathing in and out very slowly is the single most important thing that you can do. When I'm referring to breathing in slowly, it should take the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds to breathe in, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 seconds to blow out. Breathing in slowly, whether you breathe through the mouth or the nose, is entirely up to you, and breathing out slowly, either through the mouth or the nose, whatever you're comfortable with. Breathing in slowly and out slowly, very important. If at first you tend to take more of your breath on the first few counts and blow out more of the breath on the first few counts, try to pretend as if you're breathing slowly in through a very small straw, through which you can only fit a certain amount of air at one time. So what you're aiming for is a slow, continuous breath in and a slow, continuous breath out. The second most important thing to do is to imagine, is to engage a distractor, and that can be a variety of different things. One technique that's very effective is to imagine a balloon in your belly. And when you're breathing in, the balloon blows up, it expands, the color fades, and you can almost see through the balloon. When you're breathing out, the balloon slowly shrinks down, the color gets deeper again, and the balloon gets wrinkly. When you breathe in, it fills up. When you breathe out, it shrinks down again. That's one form of a distractor. A second type of distractor is to focus on the sensation of the breath crossing over your mouth or nose, whatever you tend to be breathing in or out with. So focusing on all of the sensations of the breath crossing over your mouth or your nose. So either the image of the balloon, the sensation of the breath, or you can focus on the counting. You can picture block numbers appearing in great detail with every count that you make. So you'll picture a number 1, then a number 2, and a number 3. You may picture the numbers in color. You may picture them in 3D. You may picture them really up close. But whatever you're doing, you're trying to get as much detail to the image as possible. Alternatively, you can focus on the counting, the tapping of your foot, the snapping of your fingers, whichever works for you. Other people may tend to enjoy the picturing of an hourglass. Whatever works for you. All you're trying to do is engage a distractor that makes the mind busy so you can get away from either anxiety, angry, or depressive thoughts that may be occurring. So, breathing slowly, single most important thing. Engaging a distractor, either a visual distractor such as the balloon, auditory distractor such as the tapping of your foot, the sound of it, or the counting. Or another visual distractor, such as the image of the numbers. Whatever it is, find something that works for you. So again, the third important thing to do when you're practicing diaphragmatic breathing is to breathe from the diaphragm. So that's the lower abdominal area to the left side. What you're trying to do there is have that area expanding and contracting as you're breathing in and out. You're trying not to move the chest area at all, and the shoulders shouldn't be moving at all. This can be practiced lying on your bed, putting something on your belly, having it go up and down, trying to keep the chest and the shoulders still. Again, this is the third important thing, so not as important as breathing slow, not as important as engaging a distractor. So now let's practice for a few minutes. I'm going to keep track as you breathe, okay? So we're going to practice for about 10 times, breathing slowly in and out. Okay, starting now, breathing into the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathing out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Breathing in for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathing out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Breathing in for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathing out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. In for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And in for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Three more times. In for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oops, sorry. And out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And in for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Last time. In for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out for 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Very good. Now, when you're just learning the technique, a diaphragmatic breathing is generally best to practice it between 10 to 20 times a day. You want it to become automatic. You want it to be something that comes to you when you're having anxiety, when your parts of your brain that problem solve and think are shutting down. So you want this to just come to you. So the more you practice, the more that's likely going to happen. So I typically suggest between 10 to 20 times a day for at least 2 weeks. Then it'll be part of your repertoire. You'll start breathing like that on a regular basis, and then you'll be able to master the anxiety, anger, or sad thoughts within no time.